At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas House today will take another vote on a controversial bill to ban so-called sanctuary policies. Senate Bill 4 would establish penalties for local entities that do not honor federal requests to detain undocumented immigrants booked in a local jail. The measure won preliminary approval in the House earlier this morning after 16 hours of emotional debate and amendments. Among the changes, allowing police officers to question the immigration status of people who are detained, as well as those who are actually under arrest. After today's final vote in the House, the bill goes back to the Senate. That chamber can either agree with House amendments or request a conference committee to work out the differences. The Texas Senate has unanimously approved a bill intended to help fight sexual assault on college campuses. Austin Democrat Kirk Watson said Senate Bill 966 would remove a barrier stopping students from reporting an assault.
That is a barrier to some people reporting sexual assaults, because there's fear that if they report that, they will be prosecuted for a Class C misdemeanor of underage drinking.
The legislation would protect students from being punished for underage drinking if it's linked to a sexual assault incident. A survey last month found 15% of undergraduate women at the University of Texas reported they had been raped. SB 966 now makes its way to the House. For 30 years, Nancy Cartwright has voiced Bart Simpson on the animated TV series The Simpsons. However, she put down the mic and picked up a pen for her latest project. Our big screen team talked with Cartwright about writing In Search of Fellini, a film showing at this week's USA Film Festival.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA, and today we have the great pleasure of talking with Nancy Cartwright. Nancy, thanks for being here.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. So, In Search of Fellini, the film that you wrote that will play at the USA Film Festival, is about a shy girl from Ohio named Lucy who becomes obsessed with Fellini films and actually sets off to find the Italian director. Now, you were once a girl growing up in Ohio, and I'm assuming, given your career choice, you were obsessed with at least movies at some point. How much of this movie is autobiographical?
Actually, quite a bit of it is autobiographical, but I have to admit that I was not shy. Number one, I was not shy growing up in Ohio, and set my sights on and found out through high school on the speech team that I could do voices. And my dream eventually came to realize that I could make a living doing this, and it was fun, and I made people laugh. So I set off on a quest, you know, to connect up in Hollywood with in the voiceover industry.
What is it about voice acting that you continue to love and that makes you want to keep doing it?
Well, in particular with The Simpsons, oh my gosh, it starts with the writing. It's still so fun to do. You know, we do these table reads, and there's about 60 or 70 people in the room, and a lot of them are guests. They'll come as guests of the writers or guests of the producers or actors or whatever, and so you have a public that are in there just, and that really helps because they get to see it just like I do. I mean, we're all hearing it for the first time, and it's completely a blast. So I do it because it's just so much fun. And Simpsons aside, just doing voices and watching children's faces or adults' faces when I can manipulate my voice and tell a story, it makes them happy, you know, and then that subsequently makes me happy. So that's why I do it.
At this point, since you've been playing not only Bart but some of the other characters for so long, is it easy for you to just turn on a dime and switch from one voice to the other? Is it just muscle memory at this point?
Oh, that's a great way of saying it. But yeah, I would say there's a certain amount of muscle memory in it. But I'll tell you, occasionally I will get a scene that has Ralph and Nelson Muntz and Bart and the three of them together. They're at such different placements vocally for me. There's a little bit of a pause sometimes for me to kind of get into Ralph coming out of Nelson Muntz. It can be a little challenging.
Can you tell us what that might sound like?
Yeah, I could say, like, you know, I'm doing this I talked to my friend. Hey, oh, excuse me. I have to talk. There's my friend, Nelson. Nelson, hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, Bart, how's it going? Listen, I'm on my way. I've got to scoot out of here. Smell you later.
Excuse me? Yeah, Ralph, what's happening? I was just wondering, actually, when I grow up, I want to be a principal or a caterpillar. That's really nice to hear. That kind of thing.
That's incredible.
This day is not going to get any better.
Well, Nancy Cartwright, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with In Search of Fellini.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nancy Cartwright will attend a screening of In Search of Fellini tomorrow night at 7 at the USA Film Festival. Details are at artandseek.org. First round of the NFL draft is tonight in Philadelphia, and several players from North Texas could join the pros. Arlington native Miles Garrett could be the first pick by the Cleveland Browns. The Texas A&M defensive end is thought to be the best player in the draft, according to Dallas Morning News columnist Kevin Sherrington.
For a defensive end as quick and as fast and as powerful as he is, he doesn't have any minuses physically. And then when you throw in the fact that he's such a hard worker, a great kid, very smart, and so he's just a no-brainer to me.
But not all see him as the number one pick in the draft. Some ex-players say Garrett has a tendency to not work hard on every play. Sherrington disagrees. He says Garrett played hurt a lot of the time.
I think that the scouts who have really studied him and seen a lot of film and have talked to the coaches there at A&M and know what's going on regard him as the clear-cut number one pick. If there were five of him, he'd be the first five picks.
Hear more about Garrett tonight during All Things Considered. The NFL Draft starts tonight at 7 on ESPN and the NFL Network. As for the forecast, mostly sunny skies today. Temperatures getting up to around 79. It's 53 in Dallas, 52 in Fort Worth.